The last standing piece of the World Trade Center towers is being brought down. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani says removing the fragment will make cleanup efforts safer and easier. What comes down will be preserved in case it's used as a memorial later. New Yorkers are wondering whether the World Trade Center will be rebuilt or if the site will be put to another use. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports on some of the ideas being proposed.
Almost as soon as the Trade Center towers collapsed, New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani and Governor George Pataki were vowing that the complex would be rebuilt. But today it's not clear what rebuilding would mean. Some noted architects, such as Robert A.M. Stern and Philip Johnson, have said the towers should be rebuilt as they were, and many people share that view, among them former New York Mayor Ed Koch.
One, it's part of our skyline, and I believe that it deserves resurrection. Two, it would tell the world that the terrorists didn't win anything by their terrorist action.
But recreating the World Trade Center wouldn't be a simple matter. The Trade Center became a symbol of capitalism, but it was built by a public agency, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, and depended on government subsidies for much of its existence. Bob Yarrow, executive director of the Regional Plan Association, a think tank, says private developers don't want to build super high skyscrapers.
First, it's exceedingly expensive building high-rise buildings, and then so much of the space has to be dedicated to just holding them up and then providing the circulation systems, the elevators and circulation systems, that you end up with a relatively small amount of rentable space.
Moreover, Yarrow says even if the towers were rebuilt, it might be tough to persuade new tenants to locate there after the sad events of this month. Super tall towers are seen as too hard to evacuate during a crisis. The prospect of working in a very tall building terrifies a lot of New Yorkers right now, people such as Lisa Velez. She stopped at a police barricade during her lunch hour yesterday to gaze at the smoky hole where the Trade Center used to be. It was the first time she'd been to the site since September 11th, when she had to flee a nearby office building.
Even though I'd love to see 100-story buildings there, I just don't think we should do it. You know, I think people would feel safer, you know, in a building that wasn't too high.
That's a view shared by a lot of people. Developer Larry Silverstein, who leased the Trade Center, has proposed erecting 4 50-story towers on the Trade Center site, along with some kind of memorial to the dead. And there have been other ideas as well. The Trade Center was never terribly popular with architects and designers, who tended to see it as too large, impersonal, and poorly integrated into the surrounding neighborhood. With its windswept plazas and its boxy design, it seemed to exemplify much that was bad in modern architecture. Again, Bob Yarrow.
This was not a beloved place in New York until the 93 bombing. And of course, it's gained all this new symbolic meaning. Thousands of people lost their lives on this site, and we need to honor that. But I think we can build an even better place.
To many architects, there is one redeeming aspect to the tragedy at the Trade Center. Just as cities such as Paris and Chicago rebuilt after disastrous fires in the 19th century, Lower Manhattan now has a chance to reinvent itself, and many say it's important for the city to pause now and carefully consider what it wants to be. Frederick Bell is executive director of the New York chapter of the American Institute of Architects.
I think what we have to do is get people talking, get people understanding what was lost and how some sense of that loss can be replaced by buildings that function for a variety of different purposes. And maybe those buildings aren't all exactly in the same place that they were.
Another idea that's been proposed is to turn the site into a memorial park, much as Oklahoma City did after the bombing at the Murrah Federal Building. With real estate costs so high, however, the city may be reluctant to give up so much potential office space. Ultimately, the decision will be left to the Port Authority, and officials there say they don't want to talk publicly about rebuilding while rescue workers continue to pour through the rubble. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
¶¶